And now, the Goldbergs. Well, the Goldbergs just arrived in South Carolina for Sammy's wedding to Sylvia Allison. And at this very moment, they're sitting patiently in the living room of the Allison house. It's early in the morning, and the French doors to the garden are open, and the early Carolina spring is pouring in. There's an air of charm and ease within the house, but the Goldbergs are becoming a little impatient that Sammy and the Allisons haven't yet appeared. And the Allisons are frantic with anxiety because Sammy has disappeared. Sylvia knows that Sammy's gone for good, but she's fighting desperately for time to think. And Mr. Allison believes what Sylvia said, that Sammy will return in a little while, that his quarrel with Sylvia will soon lose its importance. Meanwhile, Allison is calling everywhere to discover where Sammy could possibly be. And Sylvia is covering as best she can. Listen.
Tarver, go downstairs. Take the Goldbergs into the dining room and give them some coffee.
Lord, Monsieur, what if they ask me about Sammy?
Don't answer any questions. Just don't hear them, that's all.
Monsieur, I don't think I can manage not to hear. That poor mother's come all the way.
You said that. Now go and do as I say. My father and I'll be down in a few minutes. He's calling Mr. Lee's house to see if Sammy's over there. Go on.
Your sister Lee's liable to come here and start a ruffle.
She's liable to do anything. If it wasn't for Leah, Sammy would still be here. Leah's done everything. She'd like nothing better than to have this whole thing explode. Now,
you better tell your father not to let your sister come here. You'll tell the Goldberg. What are we going to do, Miss Sylvia?
We're going to wait until Sammy comes back. Now, go on, tell him. We'll be down in a few minutes. And don't answer one single question about Sammy, do you?
Miss Sylvia, they ask me.
Now, go on, Carrie. We'll be down in a few minutes. Stop your whining, Carrie, and do as you're told.
Yes.
Now, go on. Stop your whining.
Be right down. I'm going to fix y'all some coffee.
Thank you. Does Tammy know that they're here?
I'll fix it for you in just a few minutes.
Why does Tammy come down?
He'll come down. He can't come down in his nightgown.
How long are we supposed to sit here?
Please, it's very early. It's still extremely A.M.
Still extremely A.M.? I told you we shouldn't arrive so A.M. I said that. Is there told Pamela that we're here?
Why can't we go upstairs?
Sit, Rosie.
Sit, Rosalie. Sit. You're not home. Sit. Maybe Pamela's went to the department store already. I heard the girl calling before.
Who was she calling?
I don't know. I heard calling from the telephone. Oh, I don't know why I'm second, actually. Rosalie, didn't I tell you? Pull up the stockings here. The stocking is running. Didn't I tell you go and you take the bag? And Uncle David will bring in the bag. And Tim will bring in the bag. The first thing, Mom and you'll go upstairs and you'll change your stockings. They're running.
All right,
Mom. Let me look how you look. What did you make curls?
Mom, I like it.
What did you make curls? Didn't I say not curls, not pompadours? I don't like it. Be plain. Be simple. Please.
All right.
Oh, thank you. I don't know. Well, if she's the last caress.
There's my name.
Oh, I didn't know.
How do you do, Carol?
Please to make your expenses.
Won't y'all come in the dining room and have some coffee?
Why not?
Shouldn't we wait for Tim and Uncle David? They're putting the car in the garage and they're taking out the bags. Is Sammy in the store, Carabelle?
Yeah, y'all come right along in here.
Thank you. Did the family know that we're here?
Sam will be right down.
Thank you. I think she's here so well.
Stop already questioning.
But the dining room's open here, Mom.
Where? Oh.
This way.
Come. Say, come, dear. She wants us to have coffee. We'll have coffee. So we'll fix this stuff.
I don't like the way you look. Right.
Why am I so beside myself? Why?
Come right in.
Thank you.
If y'all just sit right down, I'll have the coffee for you in just a few minutes.
Is Tammy coming down?
I've got some corn muffins, too.
She don't feel well, poor woman.
She's She's not so young.
Fitz Rosalie, dear, don't stroll around in my home. Don't touch the fence there. Rosalie, please. What are you looking at?
Is that a magnolia tree, Ma?
Where?
Right out there.
Oh. Has it got some magnolia trees there?
It's probably something similar.
Oh, beautiful. Magnolia trees are beautiful. But I don't know what I like the best. It's the little yellow grapes without taste. Canaries without taste. I never saw that. Only in Connecticut is a robin red dress. And I knew the robin so ready. I was ready for the spring for the robin. Oh, Dick, I don't know why I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous. Relax.
I don't know why we can't go upstairs. I don't know why we have to be so formal.
The folks are getting dressed to come down. They have to dress themselves.
Well, they're taking awfully long.
Well, how long are we here all together? 10 minutes.
10 minutes? That's all we have. Now, don't stop.
Don't stop, Molly. Don't stop making a Rocky Mountain out of a molehill. In the South, they have very formal customs.
Oh.
I brought you all some coffee, but if you want some milk...
Oh, coffee is very well, thank you. Coffee is very well there. The castles will let the lady put down the coffee. Will family be down in a few minutes?
They don't like corn muffins.
Thank you. Will family be down in a few minutes?
It's not a guava jelly.
Thank you. Will family be down in a few minutes?
We make our own guava jelly.
Oh, sit down here.
If there's something else you want...
Thank you. Thank you very much. Sit down here for a woman. She looks just like Louise that used to work for me. Remember the woman used to come in every once a week, used to do my washing, come Tuesday, she used to do Mrs. Bloom's washing, come Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
The same face, identical, the same face. She also came from South Carolina.
Thank you, coffee, Molly.
Yes.
Enjoy yourself. Relax.
Yes.
This is a house to relax in.
Uh-huh.
You notice, Molly, how it's differently built than our house in Luxembourg?
The climate.
You notice how it's warmer in here?
Mm-hmm.
Easy living in the South now.
Mm-hmm.
More time, more leisure.
Mm-hmm, more leisure.
I'll be right down, Mother Goldberg.
Oh, is that you, Sylvia?
Yes, I'll be right down.
All right.
I'm just getting into a dress.
That's all right, I don't mind.
Where are you going, Molly?
I'll go upstairs.
Sit, sit, she'll be right down. No?
Okay.
That's it.
I think Samuel must be in the store.
If he was, then he must be on his way over here now.
Oh. Is the store passing? Is what's her name, the girl?
Caravan.
Yes,
Caravan.
She's on the here when she is close to you. How is she going to hear you from a distance?
Sylvia!
Molly.
I want to know if Sam's in the store.
Would y'all like some more coffee?
No, thank you.
There's plenty more here.
Caravan. Do you make your own butter, sir?
No, we buy our own butter.
Oh. It's better to buy butter.
Yes. Yes, nobody turns butter no more.
Oh, nobody turns butter no more. In Lexington, in Connecticut, the country I come from, my mom sent mother will before. She still turns butter. It's a great deal of nuisance, of course, but
it's standing in the store.
We buy our eggs, too. Excuse me, I'll be right back.
Oh, Jake, when you spoke about butter, so why didn't you hear about swimming?
I would like another cup of coffee, Caravan.
Molly.
Jake, please.
You say you want some more coffee?
Yeah, I want more coffee, just a minute. Here it comes. Let maybe Tammy come into the store.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, Priscilla. Priscilla, you're so confused.
Poor Caravelle did the best she could to cover up Sammy's disappearance. But Molly is instinctively alarmed for Sammy. Why has Leah come over? And what will she say to the Goldbergs? And